We're talking with Scott Bulling with Superior Crop Insurance, and we're coming up on a deadline of March 15 for a couple of things that are important to our producers in this part of the world. One is that for our spring planted crops, Scott, we are looking at a deadline for actual sign up for this crop growing season. Tell me about that.
That's correct. We are looking at March 15 as the deadline for producers to decide what coverage level, what type of coverage that they would like to have for their spring planted row crops here in Oklahoma.
As far as that decision is to be made, you know, a lot of farmers have maybe got their mind made up as far as which spring crop they may actually raise. Others are still kind of in flux a little bit. You've got some flexibility on what they can actually put on the documents, right?
That's correct. You can put corn, soybeans, milo. In some counties, you could add sesame to that. Maybe you don't plant all those crops. Maybe you're just going to plant one of them or two of them, but you can have those other crops there as a fallback or a fail-safe to if you get into a wet period or a dry period or the conditions are not right to plant one crop, you can roll over and plant the other commodity and still have crop insurance coverage and that protection.
So, obviously, you know, the time is short. This is basically a close of business on Friday afternoon, right?
That's correct. Friday afternoon is the last day to make that decision. Producers need to be contacting their agent. If they have not, they need to do that very, very quickly to make sure that they have the documents signed timely. It is not a commitment to plant the crop. It is only saying that if I plant the crop, then yes, I will be covered and that you will have the coverage for the commodity that you have planted, commodity or commodities that you have planted. It does not obligate you to plant the crop, though.
All right. What sort of, you have to put a down payment on the insurance plan on the 15th?
There's no obligation. Let's say that producer put on their corn, soybeans, and milo and ended up only planting soybeans. Then he would only be obligated for the acres of soybeans that he planted. There would be no financial obligation for the corn or the milo of any type. And then that will not be due. The premium on the commodity that he does plant would not be due until next fall.
So no dollars actually change hand on the 15th.
That's right. And actually, we won't know what acres the producer has planted until the acreage reporting deadline of July 15, that's the next deadline that the producer would come up and see, would be July 15 to tell their agent what acres they have planted and where they have planted them.
The other deadline that's upon us, Scott, has to do with our winter wheat producers. Tell me about a decision they can make if they're deciding whether or not to actually harvest for grain.
I think it's one that's pretty important for producers this year, particularly with given the low wheat prices that we've got. It's called short rating. That's the common term that we use, and that is to allow a producer out of their crop insurance obligation on acres that they do not intend to harvest. And in return, then they would get a 60% reduction of their premium on those acres. The coverage would stop, and the producer has then made the decision that I am not going to harvest those acres. I'm going to graze them out. I'm going to bale them. I'm going to chop them for silage. I'm going to do something other than harvest them for grain. It is it has been a good tool here in Oklahoma for a lot of guys to allow us to get to March 15. Some guys don't know which farms yet that they're going to combine and which ones they're going to hay and which ones they're going to graze, but this has been a method to allow you to have coverage from the time that you planted up through March 15, give you time to make up your mind for sure on the acres that you did have insured, that you told your agent that you were insuring in January. Now it gives you a way back out to say, nope, I've made up my mind. Now I'm not going to harvest this farm, and you can save 60% of your premium. So that is a cutoff deadline. It's hard and fast with USDA. That's also the date that they're supposed to have the cattle off wheat that producers are intending to harvest for grain. So there's two pieces to that puzzle. One is we're saying, now I know which farms that I'm going to graze out for sure. Even though I had them insured, I want to drop that coverage and get the premium reduction. And number two, they're telling you, I know that I am not going to harvest that field. If they do end up harvesting the field and they end up having a claim, then it will penalize them in the claim process. So they do not want to harvest a field that they have short rated. There is a penalty to that part of it. It's a penalty on their claim, but they end up having the bushels in the bin. So it's not like that you're just getting hit on the head with a hammer. It hurts your claim, but you have bushels to sell. So this year, with the price of our projected price being higher than what wheat prices are today, then the crop insurance, the revenue portion of the crop insurance policies may actually come in, and if we have an average crop, it may very well still trigger a claim. So some producers are looking at it that way as saying, I'm going to keep coverage on it just with the idea of giving me some price protection. So that's a facet that we try to cover with them as well.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Bulley with Superior Crop Insurance. And if you've not talked to your crop insurance agent about these last-minute decisions, you are out of time. Deadline, close of business, Friday, March 15th. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.